Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I don't like a start of my life, that's me, but I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that I don't spy the sneaking, gazing with tranquility.
Good afternoon, or perhaps I should say howdy. This is your host, Jorge, on Hurdy Gurdy Songs, bringing you our program today. It's going to be around the theme of cowboy ballads, part one. This is episode 21 of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. We're going to be listening to songs about the cowboy songs about the darkness of the American soul as explored in cowboy and pioneer archetypes. We're going to be covering something new today from the Alan Lomax archive. I'll be drawing on some of the songs that the famous ethnomusicologist, folklorist, anthropologist collected around cowboy songs. In fact, his father, John Avery Lomax, is the gentleman who set Alan on the path to collecting songs. As we all know, who follow this kind of work and these kinds of songs. First time, we're going to explore some of the Lomax catalog, something that I hope to do more regularly. Full disclosure, I am very involved with the Association for Cultural Equity, which is the Alan Lomax Archive right here in New York. So I'm very privy to some of this material, but it's all available, American Folklife Center. You can get so much on the Smithsonian Folkways, the streaming services. So today we're going to cover a little bit of that. Okay, so what prompted me to get into this theme? Well, I just got back from out west. I was out in New Mexico. Excuse me, where I was conferring with many of my brothers and sisters in the conference of ethnomusicologists, and I had a chance to visit some of my old stomping grounds in the Santa Fe, Tezuque particularly, and Albuquerque area, and I had such a strong impression of the West, and it always has such a powerful effect on all of us, I think, who have ever been out to the Southwest. It's a really powerful energy in that land. I wanted to get back into some of the music of the pioneers, of people who, explored and essentially formed a lot of what we've come to know as the United States of America. And I thought that one way to do it was to play songs from a variety of styles, but all related to the idea of the cowboy. Now, bear in mind, I think we all are very aware of the colonial expansionist, basically, stealing of land from Native Americans. And as we this week, in fact, are looking to celebrate, well, some of us, I'm not, celebrate a holiday known as Thanksgiving, I thought that it would be a good thing to play some of these songs for you. So let me get to it and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But for now, welcome to Hurdy Gurdy Songs, and we'll explain why these are Hurdy Gurdy Songs. So there you have a couple of songs to introduce our theme today. cowboy ballads. Of course, first, Ennio Morricone's theme from A Fistful of Dollars. Ennio Morricone, the incredible Italian composer, film composer. And on that soundtrack, A Fistful of Dollars, he continues that kind of sound that's intended to represent the wildness, the spirit of the plains, of the range, of the land. The spirit of violence is definitely in those films, of course. And Streets of Laredo by Marty Robbins, that follows with this idea of kind of the outlaw, and actually raises the question about the cowboy as a surviving image. I have to say that being out west this past week, not having been there for, I don't know, 20, 25 years, it was struck me how much, of course, it changed. The land looks pretty much the same, but the society, the culture around it is just so completely transformed. The space, Santa Fe, which I call Santa Fake, maybe that's not fair, you know, but I think it is. It was just very interesting to me from what I remember. And I don't need to be nostalgic. You know, that's an element of a lot of these cowboy songs. And poetry is the sense of nostalgia of going back to a simpler time. But it's a time that is portrayed, even in the most recent work by the Coen brothers, for example, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Ballad of Buster Scruggs, it's an image of America told through these vignettes, and spoiler alert, that really kind of highlight, to me, a lot of the elements that formed the country. Everything from random acts of violence to the engagement with the hostiles, as they would say, Native Americans, to how love relationships were played out, experienced in the West. So Streets of Laredo, there, setting it up for us in Fistful of Dollars. I want to jump to kind of the popularized image of the cowboy, and I'll play a couple of tracks along those lines. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn in downtown, beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn. Hipster Central, here we are. And we're listening to cowboys and cowboy songs.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. freedom, oh freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you feel?
Campfire makes a cowboy feel at home. Now the cold north wind is blowing, snow comes falling down. Wrapped in my saddle blanket, sleeping on the cold, cold ground. I used to ponder over my luck, I wondered why it never changed. I was happy and free around my mammy's knee, pulling on her apron strings. Kitchen door, just to see my dear old mammy cooking ham on that old kitchen stove, where the mockingbird sings you to sleep at night, the moonbeams playing through the trees. Some like the climate out in New Mexico, but give me back my sunny Tennessee. Beautiful Diego, hello Diego, hello Diego, hey, hello Diego.
Now there's someone that I grew up with, Roy Rogers, Sons of the Pioneers, doing Cowboy Night Herd song. So yeah, so it's an interesting thing to me, at least, that growing up in the East, we grew up with kind of this imagery of the cowboy, and you know, of a certain generation, we can make those connections to the pop music of the time that we grew up with, Bob Dylan, Eagles, and their songs that also give us a reimagined idea of the desperado, of basically the outlaw, the relationship between Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid in that piece Billy Seven, from that wonderful film. And Roy Rogers on Cowboy Super Hits, along with Sons of the Pioneers. I mean, these are like formative songs. And as we could hear in Roy Rogers, you know, there's definitely that those elements of that Texas swing that you would become more familiar with Bob Wills, this Texas Playboys, and many other swing bands up to the present day. But the sense of solitude, sense of the gambling, taking risk, the sense of having a relationship with a family. These values are like the things that are still very much present in what we define and think of as being America. And it's not just, my point here is really just that if you look at these songs, these hurdy-gurdy songs, you can start to get a sense of why we are who we are. Sense of independence, the sense of, I earned this. Even if I stole it, I took the risk for it. Like mining, like panning for gold. Like you're a worker. You're a worker, but you're also an outlaw. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am your host, Jorge. Thank you for listening today. Radio Free Brooklyn is a not-for-profit, and as such, we rely on your support. So please visit us at radiofreebrooklyn.org. Support the station or this program. which you can. Tax deductible donations as to the extent allowed by law. Sign up for our newsletter at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Check in with us. We have lots of events, incredible programming, new Latin music, this music hour on Tuesdays, everything from Fish Out of Water, Agua. Oh, Fish Out of Agua with Michelle Carlo, Kicking It with the Joneses, some really great live shows and some great music shows. So please support Radio Free Brooklyn, and especially Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am looking for your support. Thank you. Anything that you can do to help is much appreciated. I'd like to move on now to, of course, some of the greatest cowboy ballads are actually by women, talking about cowboy life, cowboy culture, about their love for cowboys. So we're going to continue with that. Thank you for listening. This is Patsy Montana.
Settle up and ride, and we're gonna ride. coming right, riding like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. Gonna find me a reckless man, razor blades and dice in his eyes, just a touch of sadness in his fingers, thunder and lightning in his thighs. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one I Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride. I'm gonna chase the sky forever with the man, the stallion and the wind. Sun is gonna burn into a cinder before we ever pass this way again. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride.
Thank you.
Paint with Linda Ronstadt. Not much you can add to that song, except to say that it's always wonderful to hear these voices of women talking about the cowboy and the horse. Again, something brought in by the Europeans. Became lasting symbol of the West. And I have to say that that's one of the things I noticed on my recent trip out West, is how you don't see that kind of culture anymore. Even in 25 years or so, it's changed drastically. I was shocked stunned in downtown Santa Fe. I mean, the number of, people shopping what used to be a real beautiful Indian art market, and they still have it, and they still have, some of the most beautiful jewelry in the world, I believe. But these markets are driven by something else, and it's just a very interesting change that I observed. People run around trying to look like, Frida Kahlo or, George O'Keefe. I don't know. Very strange. Consumerism and versus the cowboy culture of the West. So maybe it's inevitable. In any case, hearing these songs from the women, Patsy Montana, I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart, where you hear that yodeling, which is certainly a European transplant into this land, and kind of two forms of indigenous cries that you hear, Native American powwow, traditional songs, and the cry of the yodeling pioneers, which you heard a little bit before that with Roy Rogers. You still hear with singers like Don Adams and such. That was followed, of course, by my gal, Cat Power, Silver Stallion. Again, kind of the man and the horse, there's a kind of a transfiguration there going on there. Just a beautiful, beautiful song from Cat Power. And then, of course, Old Paint by Linda Ronstadt. I wanted just to mention that one of the things I sometimes play on hurdy-gurdy songs is poetry. And today I just want to mention a little bit about an article came out about a year ago in the Paris Review by Carson Vaughan, How a Godless Democrat Fell in Love with Cowboy Poetry. And from my perspective, I submit to you that poetry and music are so close, especially when it's the hurdy-gurdy song, because it gets to something ineffable, but something that is so central to our existence as human beings. Poetry and song, it does this. Art and culture and such. In any case, in this article, How a Godless Democrat Fell in Love with Cowboy Poetry, Carson Vaughan talks about why he loves cowboy poetry, and I submit cowboy songs along with that. He talks about different ways of looking at cowboy poetry. He writes, quote, "I love cowboy poetry, but cowboy poetry is far more than poetry alone. Cowboy poetry is performance art, adorned by all the accoutrements of cowboy fashion, authentic or not, better on the stage than on the page. And cowboy poetry is community. Cowboy poetry is a few hundred or a few thousand people gathering to reaffirm their vows to the culture, despite the fact that, if pressed, they'd find as many contrasting definitions as attendees. When critics ignore the community aspect of cowboy poetry, they're missing the point altogether. As folklorist Guy Logsdon once said, quote, "Cowboys write for cowboys, not for critics," end quote. So when one goes panning for literature at a cowboy poetry gathering and leaves with a nugget or two, it's a bonus, not the goal. Cowboy poetry is a Basque meal at the Star Hotel in Elko, Nevada. The table 10 friends deep. Cowboy poetry is saying thank you too many times. Cowboy poetry is saying yes to what Paul Zarzyski calls the glorious commotion of it all. Yeah, it is. It is a bit schmaltzy and jejune, but it's also very true. So one of the things I'd like to move towards now is this new film by the Coen brothers, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. And it really brings a lot of these questions to the fore about the poetry, the music, the aesthetic, the ethos of what a cowboy is. I'd like to play, here's a song from the soundtrack just released from that film.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water. Water. Old Ann and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool, clear water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you? Nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Water. Cool, clear water. Moving Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sands with water. Water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
That brought my name to shame. Robbing of the Northfield Bank is a thing I'll never deny, but which I will be sorry of until the day I die. We started for old Texas, that grand old Lone Star State. Was there on Nebraska prairies the James boys we did meet. With knives, gun, and revolvers, we all sit down to play a game of good old poker to pass the time away. Across the Nebraska prairies, a Denver train we spied. I says to Bob, we'll rob her as she goes rolling by. We saddled up our horses, northwestward we did go, to the godforsaken country called Minnesota-o. I had my eye on the Northfield Bank when Brother Bob did say, Cole, if you undertake the job, you'll always curse the day. We stationed out our picket, up to the bank did go. Was there up on the counter, boys, we struck our fatal blow. Saying, hand us out your money, sir, and make no long delay. We are the noted younger boys and spend no time in play. The cashier being as true as steel refuses a noted ban. Was Jesse James that pulled a trigger that killed this noble man? We run for life, for death was near 400 on our trail. We soon was overtaken and landed safe in jail. Was there in a Stillwater jail we lay, wearing our lives away. Two James boys left to tell a tale of the sad and fatal day.
Well, come on, you cowboys, I'll sing you a song. Stay back from the wagon, stay where you belong. You think you're right handy with gunning with a rope, but I notice you're bashful when handling the soap. When rolling the bull for your brown cigarette, I'm rolling the dough for them biscuits you eat. When you're cutting stock, then I'm cutting steak. When you're wrangling horses and I'm wrangling cake. When you're hazing doggies and batting your eyes, I'm a-hazing dried apples that aim to be pies.
Okay. Oops. We'll get to that one. But for now, let me just go over what we just listened to. That last piece, plus those last two cowboy songs, well, ostensibly cowboy songs. Yes, this last one was The Roundup Cook. That's Harry Jackson from Cowboy Songs on the Folkways record label. So a song about labor, about being a cook right there on the prairie. And a lot of these songs really do emphasize this working man's ethic. That's one of the songs that appears on the Alan Lomax collections from the archives, which you can certainly see through the American Folklife Center or on the globaljukebox.org. That's the globaljukebox.org. So please take, you know, feel free to do searches, and just if you put in cowboy genre, that's one of the songs that comes up. Before that, another Desperado song, Bandit Cole Younger, giving you the ballad, the standard ballad form, the story, what we call today narrative, the story, the folktale of Bandit Cole Younger and the fate that he met. That's Edward L. Crane. And Edward L. Crane also that song from When I Was a Cowboy, Volume 1, also appears from the Alan Lomax archive. And not surprisingly, you can learn so much about cowboy songs and ballads, folk tales, from that collection. Before that, we opened up with another classic, Cool Water. And that was Tim Blake Nelson, fine actor from Ballad of Buster Scruggs. That's the Coen Brothers film. Giving you a little taste of some of the more traditional sounds of cowboy songs. And we're going to explore this theme of cowboy ballads in future episodes as well. This is just part one. I am your host, Jorge. I welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to write to me at Jorge, that's J-O-R-G-E, at radiofreebrooklyn.org. And send your suggestions or comments. All is taken with much respect and love. I would appreciate it very much to hear from you. So we're going to move into the next phase of songs. But before I do that, I just want to continue with Carson Vaughn's essay on why he loves cowboy poetry, or at least the notion of it. Quote, "I love the origin story. I love the picture of grizzled cowpunchers, freed slaves, Mexican vaqueros, white pioneers, all of them pushing north on the Chisholm Trail and trading verse around the fire. Can you imagine? Tobacco juice in English ballads? Grown men singing their cattle to sleep? Horse shit and poetry side by side? Go ahead and make the joke. They did. They do. Surely, I'm romanticizing a bit, but that's the gist of it, and I find it astonishing when juxtaposed with the popular culture today, in which poetry has retreated to the catacombs of academia, viewed colloquially as the domain of the effete, the feminine, and the mystic." End quote.
From the wall, put it on my pony, lead him out of the stall, tie my bones to his back, turn our faces to the west, we'll ride the prairies we love the best, ride around little dogies, ride around real slow, fiery and snuffy, barren to go. My foot's in the stirrup, my bridle's in hand. Goodbye, little Annie, my horses won't stand. Goodbye, old thing, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old thing, I'm leaving Cheyenne.
Thank you. a good pony. She paces when she can. Goodbye, old pink. I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old pink. I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old pink. I'm leaving Cheyenne. My horses ain't hungry. They won't eat your hay. My
Arthur Russell, Goodbye Old Paint. Just a wonderful take on this classic standard there that you heard before with Michael Martin Murphy and followed by Arthur Russell. Very different versions of that cowboy ballad, that hurdy-gurdy song. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to leave you now until next week. Join us on Hurdy-Gurdy Songs every Tuesday at Radio Free Brooklyn. Until next time, wish you the best and keep listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs.